Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
All right, we are to day 14 of our 2021 college football season preview series. And this is the final day of Pac-12 week. If you haven't already, go watch our previous six episodes on our feed to get your fill of the Conference of Champions. Ryan, what's the final question here?
Who will win the Pac-12? Simple as that. Who's going to win the Pac-12? So we'll might as well just start off with the Pac-12 North here. So who are you picking out of the North, Michael?
So I think it's most likely down to Oregon and Washington, of course. They're the two big favorites. And I like Oregon. I just think they're the more talented team. They've recruited better over the last few years under Cristobal. I think at head coach, they're just more proven. Cristobal has, you know, won a Rose Bowl. He's had a lot of success there. Still wait and see mode with Jimmy Lake. And I think maybe the biggest difference with them is just I like the upside of their offense more than Washington. I love the receiving core, very deep, very talented. Yeah. And I like Joe Moorhead at offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I was hoping I could pick against the Ducks before I really thought about it deeply and did my kind of research here, but I'm not. I am picking Oregon as well. You know, if you look at just on the defense, it is between Oregon and UW, but so if you look at just the defenses between the two squads, okay, I'd probably give the edge to UW. I think personally that they'd have a little bit better defense.
I'd go Oregon, but it's
debatable. You could argue Oregon. I just feel like it's pretty close is my kind of my point.
Yeah.
On the defenses. But the offenses, to me, at this point, I really trust Oregon's offense more going into this year. I like Anthony Brown. I think he's going to kind of fit in well with Joe Moorhead's system. And they just have talent at receiver, which UW doesn't have. So they could have some of those explosive plays. And Travis Dye out of the backfield had a really good year last year. So good offensive line. Just trust them more. I think there's a little bit better overall. Got a little more firepower to work with.
Yep. Okay. How about the Pac-12 South? This is maybe the most wide open division in the Power Five. What do you
it really is.
Here?
I mean, I could see, I mean, at least four teams. Yeah, you know, you got the Utah, ISU, UCLA, or UCLA is kind of the fourth team. You know, USC is the main one. So, but even other teams, like, you know, it's not impossible that some others could make a run.
Colorado's been known to surprise
Colorado,
before.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Pretty sure Arizona won't, but
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with the Utes. I really trust that defense being stout against the run. I love that. And of course, they're going to have my boy, former Baylor QB, Charlie Brewer, leading the way. He knows how to win a championship. Well, no, he doesn't. Sorry.
He was close.
He knows how to really
get
close.
He got hurt. He got hurt. It wasn't his fault.
True. He knows how to get a team there. That was the point. He knows how to. He's winning the South. He won a division. Wait, no, he didn't.
No, they don't have divisions.
Big 12 didn't have one. I'm really hitting my stride here.
Yeah.
No, but I really do like Utah, man. They got one of the best tight ends, good receiver, stout defense. They're going to be able to run the ball, stop the run. I just feel like they have, and they don't. They do play Oregon from the North. I know that's a little bit of a hiccup on their kind of their resume, but they get them in Salt Lake. So I think Utah could actually beat them there. So I'm taking the Utes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, between USC, ASU, and Utah, we've talked about this before. It's like they're pretty much equal chances.
Yeah, you can't get on anybody for picking either of those three teams. Like,
No.
It's a reasonable pick on any of them.
Yeah, so I'm a Trojans fan. Let's just put that out there. I tend not to be a homer, right? I mean, I
usually try to do a little reverse psychology.
Yeah, sometimes I'm maybe too harsh. This year, I'm going with USC to win the South, though, so maybe I'm being a homer here, but I think SC has the best passing game, possibly by a wide margin, if Slovis kind of returns to his 2019 form. And I think there's enough talent on defense to be, you know, pretty good on that side of the ball. And if Drake Jackson and your X Factor, Corey Foreman, if Corey Foreman is legit and ready to be that number one five-star player that he is, that could be a, you know, lethal pass rush that sort of, you know, gets USC's defense closer to the Arizona State and Utah level. I don't think they will match them, but maybe get them closer. Exactly. So, and the, really the big thing though is when the teams are always so equal, I always look to the schedule. And USC got a gift avoiding Oregon and Washington in the North.
That's
so
huge.
That is very big. So that's kind of the difference for me.
All right. Well, let's move on. Now that we made our division picks, now let's make it for the for all the marbles. Who do you have winning the Pac-12 title?
Going with a repeat of last year, Oregon over USC. Oregon is just much more solid program right now. Better in the trenches. Their offensive line is light years better than SC's offensive line. Their defense is way better than USC's defense. I got to go with Oregon.
I am also going to pick Oregon to win it, but I have them over Utah. I picked Utah to win the South. I think they'll be give them a good game. But ultimately, the difference, I think, is just explosiveness on offense. Oregon's going to have a good defense. Utah will have a good defense. Utah will have a solid offense. But Oregon just has that big play capability that they can maybe a few more playmakers. So it's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to this race, but we're both going with the Ducks, it sounds like.
All right. So we talked about a lot of favorites, of course, in this episode so far, but those are our official picks. But if you had to bet a long shot to win the conference, who would you take? And we're going to, we're, of course, audio, podcast, and video. So you're watching on YouTube, you see these odds, but let me read them out for the listeners. So starting with long shots, I don't know if you really count UCLA as a long shot, but I'll throw them in there. UCLA is 14-1. Washington State, 40-1. Cal and Stanford are both 50-1. Colorado and Oregon State are both 60-1. And then Arizona, Ryan, if you're feeling frisky, 100-1. Got to take that. You got to.
Oh, I got to. No, yeah. I'm taking, I'm going to take Wazoo. I love me.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, they have a lot of pieces coming back. And of course, we know Rinko Rolovich was in his first year last year. It's a tough year. But with all the experience that they have, Jaden Delora got his feet wet. I think he's going to be a lot better. And I think his system is just going to be kind of, it's just going to fit. It's going to be kind of, it's like Mike Leach. I think that'll work. And I really like that the fact that they have really good running backs, some good receivers. They're going to be able to probably keep up with some folks. Now, the defense is a question. And I'm not sure how great they'll be, but I know they'll be better. We're talking about a long shot here, so I'm high on them going into the year. I think so. Might as well take a shot with the Cougs.
Okay, Cougs at 40-1. I'm going to go with Cal at 50-1, just because last year was just kind of a mess for them with the local restrictions, with COVID, and trying to transition to a new offense in, of course, a bad offseason to be doing that. And, I think Chase Garbers has good upside at quarterback. We saw a good amount of that in his sophomore year. He had a pretty solid season. They typically have a solid defense. They've got, good amount of experience there. I know the big injury on the D-line, Brett Johnson, hurts. Yeah. But they've got some good linebackers. And they avoid Utah and ASU from the South, which is nice schedule-wise. Now, they go at Washington and at Oregon, so that part is rough. But if I had to pick one, 50-1, why not?
Hey, if they can win one of those.
Yep. Hey, they've beat Washington a couple times. They're very capable.
They own Washington. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That does it for Pac-12 week. If you enjoyed our Pac-12 previews, tell a friend about the show. Post our podcast to your Instagram story. Whatever you can do to get the word out, we'd really appreciate that. The word of mouth is how this podcast can grow. And if there's a question we didn't cover about the Pac-12, you can subscribe to our Patreon at our $10 a month tier. You get a free mug. Well, it's not free. I guess you're paying $10 a month, but you get a mug and you get a list of other things. One of them is a custom episode of your choice, a preview episode. So, maybe you're a big Colorado fan and we didn't cover them enough. We can make an episode about Colorado to fit into our preview season. So, would really appreciate that. But either way, thank you for watching and supporting us. And we'll be back tomorrow with, another Power 5 conference. Let's keep it a secret.
Which one is it? I don't even know.
Well, we think we know. Well, I think I know, but we're not decided. But let's just pretend like it's a surprise rather than poor preparation.
Sure.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.